All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Grim Sentai Corner in Edelgase. Sex and Games Make Sexy Games by Clockup. We've seen Clockup's dark side, we've seen Clockup's light side, but it's been a while since we've seen the light side of Clockup. So let's go ahead and do some, yes, we're still going to do the police one, but let's try this one, since it seems a little more wholesome. Good Lord, maybe I spoke too soon. Let go, you. Tentacles wrapped around my arms and limbs, stealing my freedom. Disgusting. Don't touch me, you. No! Good Lord, this sounds like they're dark stuff. I like the music, though, in the background. No. You're sticky and disgusting. Let go of me. Multiple tentacles slip through the openings in my clothes. They're crawling all over my skin. I can't let you go if you stop now. Re-release me if you don't want to get hurt. No, my clothes are melting. Stop it. Ooze flowed from the monster's tentacles. The sticky translucent liquid soaked into my clothes, making a smoldering sound as it ate through them. No way! Why do I have to be disgraced by this thing? At first, I was the one hunting it. It was my job to hunt down any monsters that came near the village. So as usual, a monster was sighted near the village and I went deep into the woods to hunt it. It may have been better. Look at this. This is cool. Man, that's pretty damn neat. It may have been better to return to the village and summon my friends to be safe, but I wanted this to be my catch. If I succeeded, then surely he'd praise me. And yet I let this thing get the better of me. This thing hadn't run from me in fear. It had planned to lure me far enough away so I couldn't call for help. What? Is that going to... Yeah. My clothes are already in complete tatters, including my underwear, and scraps were all that clung to me. No, I don't want this monster learning my body's secret, too. I tried desperately to move, but it was no use. The tentacles had a firm grip on my body and wouldn't let go. No, don't look. Once the tentacles had melted all but a few scraps, they slipped into my crotch. Good Lord, this is right out of... Yeah, that. It's coming inside. It's coming inside of me. No, I can't let this monster violate me. I gotta go through this scene fast because this isn't actually the game. It's thick, so thick. It's going deep. I can feel the tentacles moving deep inside me, rubbing. No, I didn't like it at all. You can't go that deep. You can't Chill ran up my spine. The tip of another tentacle was touching my butt. What? No way! No! Shaking my hips in disgust only pleased the invading tentacles further. Even though I struggled, the tentacles forced their... Even though I struggled, the tentacles forced their way in deeper. Wait, you're a jerk. I don't care if you're a monster. But there was no way the monster was going to listen to what I said. Without mercy, the tentacles even entered my butt. My butthole. Something this thick can't go that deep into my butthole. It's making dirty noises. Why, you monster? This isn't making me feel anything at all. The one piece still covered. My crotch was swelling larger. I'm not feeling good. So you can't get big. But no, I knew better than others once this started. It wouldn't listen to me at all. You know, you'll see it. My body's secret. Ah, no, it's a Fuda. The tentacles did reveal my shame. I brushed away myself. My cock, yes, my erect cock fit the material in its way, flying far away. God damn it, Clock Up, did you do another dummy filter? Ah, it's a wreck. What a shame to get an erection in front of this monster. Yes, this is my body's secret. I'm a girl with a cock. I have a big cock on me, one thicker and harder than any man's. My erection's so strong, it's throbbing hard. Why? It's never been this painfully hard before. I'm more excited than usual. No, I'm a proud elven hunter. I can't be turned on by this monster fucking me. Ah! It can't be. Every time the pair of tentacles rise inside me, my erection gets stronger. My cock, its veins are standing out. It's more terrifying than the tentacles inside me. No, it doesn't feel good at all. No matter how many tentacles go in, it doesn't feel good at all. The moment I open my mouth, another tentacle forced its way into it. Damn! No, even if it's a monster's, it's someone else's cock. I did say this was the lighter side of Clock Up. What the fuck just happened? I'm being forced to suck a dick. This sticky liquid flows through the tentacles and down my throat. Now the smell of cock is spreading through my mouth. I hate the smell. It reeks. Why? My tongue won't stop. My tongue's moving on its own. I'm licking tentacle cock. I hate the smell, but I can't stop. I know the smell because it's the same as my cock. Ah, cock. No! It's just like I'm sucking my own cock. No! No, no. What am I doing? I can't do this. Cock, cock. My cock is just getting bigger. Ah, just being hard hurts. My embarrassingly erect cock, it's already getting thicker than these tentacles. Yes, my cock is getting bigger than those, so I can't lose to this monster. Well, if you're just a monster, you're sorely mistaken if you think you can conquer a woman so easily with that pathetic cock. It likely understood my intent, if not my words. The monster began angrily moving its three tentacles. Going that rough won't help. I'm not feeling good. This isn't, I won't give in, because I have someone my heart's set on. These pleasures of the flesh compared to my feelings for him. I'm not feeling it, no matter how much you dig into my butthole with your cock. I can't believe my butthole is quivering this much from being banged. A cock is piercing my butt, my tip is it's leaking. My cock is oozing pre-cum, making it all sticky. What is that all you've got? If that's it, then no matter how much you tease my pussy or my butt, it won't work on me. Once I thought they both advanced as far as they could, they withdrew and turned and again searched inside me. No, I'm feeling it more in my cock. Why are you doing this, Clock Up? Throb, throb, throb. My pre-cum was gushing in a thread to the ground from my cock. And another tentacle drew near. What? Jealous of my thick, hard cock? All you've got is quantity. You've got nothing to brag about? Fuh. The tentacle drawing near my cock suddenly opens its mouth wide. You can't be. You can't. What the fuck? And swallowing my cock is going inside the tentacle. My old cock is being swallowed. No! I can feel its insides. They're wet and sticky and ribbed. I can feel every bit of the tentacle's insides rubbing against my cock. It's licking me, my head, my shaft, my butthole, my pussy, my cock. They're all meant for that man. So I never asked for the likes of you. Even my cock, it's all for him to love. Oh, no. Why, God. The tentacles squeezed hard and jerked me off. No! My cock, don't jerk it, my heart throbbing cock, my cock is going in. My butt and pussy are packed full of cock, I swear to God, this isn't a joke, this is a surprise to me as it is to you. But my own cock is going in. It's wrapping me, it's wet, so this is what a pussy feels like. No! Four all moving, oh, don't move, it's rubbing inside. Tentacles in my butt and pussy rubbing me down inside together. Don't pound me. I can't lose. My butt, my pussy, my cock, all of them. They're all for that man. Don't suck my cock. No, don't suck on it. You're vacuuming my pre-cum leaking cock. What are you? You even know how to police a cock, do you? Don't go after my cock like that. My pre-cum's shamefully gushing forth without end and sucking all of it up. It feels good. Cock, my cock, every inch of it is being sucked. Going crazy. It's gripping and so tight. I've never even done it this hard with my own hands. It's more amazing than jerking off. It's like I'm being licked by lots of tongues at once, like I'm being stroked by many hands at once. But I won't come, no matter how much you go after my cock. It's futile. My feelings won't lose to anyone. Ah, cock, cock, oh wow. No way, my hips are moving on their own. My body wouldn't listen to me. My body demanded cock. The tentacle in my butt is getting bigger. A cock in my pussy is too. Three cocks inside me all swelled. This man, it can't. No, wait, don't come inside me. If you come now, if you stimulate me even more, I can't take it. My cock won't be able to bear it. It's my mouth, you can come a lot, so don't come inside. I move my tongue, pleading with the tentacles. In reply, my pussy so hot, their reply was sudden, their reply was to suddenly come. Oh, my butt too, it's in my butthole too, coming at the same time. Jesus. Once the monster shot its first load, the second and third followed suit. All three of them are coming! My pussy, my butt. Oh, hot sperm is... Hold on. My pussy, my butt. Oh, my sperm is... semen is filling them. I'm coming! And then a fourth load. Of course, the force came from my cock. I'm coming, my cock is coming, I'm coming, I'm sorry. Even my cock is coming in this tentacle pussy. Even though I saved it for him, my cub, my cock, so I could offer it all to him. I've restrained myself for days from masturbating about my beloved and observed strict chastity. Ah, it's coming, I'm shooting cum! I'm coming, my thick 2-week store of semen is coming. Ah, coming good, cock twitching, love it more, wanna come more, wanna more, come in me. I'm sorry, I've lost myself to the pleasure that is cock, the monster's tentacle cocks, and my body's own filthy futonari cock. Jeez, too much damn cocks, so much semen all for me. Thick, smelly, delicious semen, ugh. Please, I'll milk more tentacle gum from you in my body, so please milk this thick futonari cock more too. God, what are you doing, cock-up? I thrust my hips out, thrusting deep into the owner hole tentacle. More, I want to come more. I've been chased for 2 weeks, so there's plenty more semen to go. That's it. Fuck me hard. I want you to fuck my cock all over as you pound my butt and pussy with your cocks. Coming. I'm coming again from the fresh comb, chassis breaking, sensitive cock, shooting semen. Good God. Coming in and out, the semen coming in, the semen going out. It all feels so good. Ah, I'm so very happy. Ah, I came. It was 9 in the morning and light was streaming into my 6th tatami room. The figure of a cute elf girl writhing in cum was on the monitor in front of me. Really? There were so many good games clashing this week, they said it'd be a fierce battle for best new release, and yet I only had enough money to buy one on such a lucky week. I picked this one after pondering it all week, but man, I'm glad I did. I knew my eyes were a good judge. I tossed all the used tissues into my trash can. Since I did this every day, I didn't even have to look to know I'd sunk them in the basket. Still, in one sense, a sexy sex game deserves thought too. Since I can guarantee a FAP every scene, its cost performance is too high, and I'm getting nowhere in the game. I've been holding back since last week, and every store drop was gone in a single night. And judging by the recollection slots, I think I'm still only a fifth of the way through. One more scene is what I'd like to do, but I've jacked off too much. My right hand kinda hurts. I never entered Sage Time either, perhaps because I held back. Guess I'll take a shower and cool off a bit. I went into my cramped bathroom and twisted the knob. As the hot water poured over my head, I continued thinking about Aerogame. Double penetration of a graceful queen, oral service from an obedient maid, a semen enema forced upon a proud female knight. No, I'm not like that, guys, in real life! I masturbated to them all, but since I came to most of that futonari elf's tentacle play, I must really be turning into a pervert. I remember being too embarrassed to play anything but pure love games when I first started playing Aerogate years ago, but it didn't take long to reach this point! Humans are creatures that learn and grow through their learning, yup. When I came out of the bathroom, the elf was still there spraying cum and thrusting her penis on my monitor. Arrogay are so great. I resisted the urge to fap one last time and turned my head to the wall. My gaze landed on a calendar with a big red circle around today's date. Interview, 11 a.m. I may have checked it over 100 times between now and yesterday. It wasn't like checking it would change anything, but my face kept turning towards the calendar. Finally, it's today. Yes, finally today, the day of my long-awaited interview with an Arrogay company. Thinking back, it's been a long road. Up until now, I've played countless hundreds of Arrogay. I'm not even on that level yet. At first, this was enough fun on its own, and every encounter with a new game was a blessing. Okay? But at some point, while I found it fun to play them, I also felt another desire welling up within me. Once I was aware of that feeling, I entered an anime and gaming-focused vocational school with the intention of creating Arrogay one day and graduated. Wow. But I wasn't an especially good artist, nor could I write passages worth being called a scenario. I couldn't create music either, since I'm a guy, being an Arrogay voice actor was right out. All I had was my vague desire to create Arrogay to be involved in an Arrogay production. Because of that, I interviewed at several Arrogay companies and splendidly failed them all. I couldn't live without income until I passed one, so I had no choice but to take a part-time job at the convenience store. But the more I grew accustomed to working at the store, the more I strongly felt that I wasn't doing what I really wanted to do. When I had a day off from work, I took walks to try and assuage those gloomy feelings. Wandering with nowhere to go, suddenly my feet stopped on their own, and as I finally came back to myself, I was shocked. In front of me was the vocational school I had attended until a few months ago. I had never once come here on foot. It was 3 stations away by train, just a tad too far to casually commute to by bike. I walked this far? I couldn't remember where I'd gone or how I got here. I probably waited for lights and stuff unconsciously, but I'm surprised I didn't get into an accident. When I was here, I had more goals than I do now. Maybe I was happy. Back during the days I spent in school, after convincing my parents it would be useful in my job search. My parents, huh? I wonder what they'd say if they saw me now. Quit dawdling with that crap and come home to help work the fields! You can always come home if it gets too hard. The fields aren't going anywhere. Damn, I know exactly what they'd tell me. I shook my head and brushed the voices and faces of my parents from my mind. These damn fields, son! Even if I do go home, I can't go home like this. My parents listened to my selfishness and let me attend vocational school, albeit reluctantly. After having them do that for me, how could I drag my feet back home heartbroken? How could I show my face at home when I hadn't even been 6 months since I graduated? But, what should I do? I've already graduated from vocational school and failed my interviews with every prospective company. I went inside hoping to find some handhold for my heart. It was a place I commuted to every day only a short while ago. There was a nostalgia and sadness to that moment when an everyday place no longer felt that way. Oops. It's hard to play this one. It was also nostalgic to visit my old classroom on a day when no one was here. If this was an anime, there'd be an idealistic junior of mine. Okay, so now I know. I get it. If this was an anime, there'd be an idealistic junior of mine hanging about with a similar friend like I did. And a guy like me thinking back on old times as he gazes at this empty classroom. Uh-oh. I didn't shed a tear at graduation, but if I linger any longer, I'll start crying. It was still too early for me to lose myself in nostalgia. It felt like my heart really would break if I stayed here, so I escaped from the classroom. I thought I'd dash straight out the exit, but my feet stopped when I set foot in the hall, because there was a file containing several job offers. I first tried contacting the Arrogay companies listed in here. I failed to get a job at any of them in the end, but back then it was a file full of dreams. I wonder what companies are looking now. Let's see. I didn't see any Arrogay companies at first glance. Most of them were anime or manga places. Not a single Arrogay one? As I flipped through the pages, one job offer stood out. The paper was wrinkled and dirty. It stood out because of the wrinkles, and I stopped on that page. Flower? This is an Arrowgate company, isn't it? I didn't put the names of nearly every Arrowgate company into my head, so I at least knew a little bit about the minor ones. Flower, that's the place that puts out Moigay, right? It didn't seem very interesting, so I never bought one, and so I never bought one, did I? I ran a search on the hard disk in my head. Not to brag, but I played hundreds of Arrowgate. Maybe I've even hit a benchmark. If you can't count Simple Recognition, I can cover nearly every Arrowgate release since I first started playing them a few years ago. I might be able to do that. No, I've never played any of theirs. Their artwork is only vaguely coming to mind, too. In other words, this company's only put out disappointments. A company that put out disappointments, huh? A leftover like me who's failed his interviews elsewhere in a leftover Arrowgate company, huh? No, but wait! This is a company that puts out disappointing games. Okay. But I hadn't applied to them yet. In other words, here, my dream still had a chance. It may be wrinkled and crumpled, but it's still a job offer. It's too early for me to be giving up. That's right, compared to this, I only have a few folds on the corners. So what if I failed to get a job at 19 companies? There's no time to be depressed until every Arrowgate company has rejected me. Maybe it's a place I've never checked like this one that will be the one to change my destiny. This wrinkled job offer has been waiting here for the day I would arrive, holding out for me. Which means my legs leading me here wasn't coincidence, but fate. I get it. Everything up to this day was just a prologue. All for the sake of enacting this dramatic encounter. Isn't that right? That was both real and false hope. Since I loved anime, manga, and games, I've never been good at giving up. Alright, with that decided, there's no time to lose. Whoops. Oh, you can't look at the log. I punched the number on the job offer into my cell phone while my spirit and hollow energy lasted. Hello, this is Flower. Okay. Whoa! I couldn't stop myself from crying when I heard the voice that answered after the third ring. A woman's voice. It wasn't all that uncommon in Arrowgate companies nowadays, but... You know, she kind of sounded really cute, or like a child. Yes, what is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I called you because I saw your job offer. But we're already... Please do something about it. Right now, we can't really, before I might have already withdrawn by this point. That was my problem. There's no way they'd hire someone who withdrew without demonstrating their passion. Please, please give me an interview at least. I won't complain regardless of the results. Alright, then tomorrow. Then I'll come by at 11 a.m. tomorrow. I managed to get an interview appointment and hung up the phone. Yeah, my first step forward. That's one small step for me, one giant leap for Arrowgate. I love Arrowgate so much, how can Arrowgate not love me in return? I'm going to create several masterpieces. It's my lifelong mission. I can't stumble here. Alright, I'm ready for this! And because of that, here I am today. Last night I laid down at 9 p.m. planning to get a good night's rest for this morning. But the more I tried to sleep, the more I couldn't. I guess I was still shaking with nerves even though I was ready for it. After midnight passed and I still couldn't sleep, I gave up on going to bed. I popped open the Arrowgate I'd been holding off on playing until after my interview and fapped the night away. I bet this company would turn me away at the door if they knew, but thanks to that I was able to relax. I love Arrowgate and Arrowgate loves me, or so it seems. Alright, it's time. Let's go! The elf and her cute Ahigal were still on my monitor. Oof. I pressed the switch on my monitor and left the room. When I come back from passing this interview, greet me with an Ahigal once again. Okay, mate. And so I came to the address written on the job offer, but... this is it, right? Yeah, this should be the right place, but is this really it? The location wasn't bad. It was a little ways away from the business district, but it was also close enough to easily reach it. But, to be blunt, it was run down. It was an apartment, but it was really falling apart. My own room was a cheap apartment, but this place looks even more impoverished from the outside. There were small cracks here and there, and it didn't seem far-fetched to believe it would collapse, given the chance. This is it, right. Yeah. I checked the address on the job offer. I checked it 3 times since arriving here. Is this really an Arrowgate company? It looks like it could be a mafia hideout. I wasn't wrong. I checked thrice, so I wished I was wrong, but there it was. Ah, don't turn tail. Don't turn tail, didn't you come here with high hopes? Just charge in. I stood before the unit in question and rang the doorbell. Ding dong, It didn't ring. So I pressed it several more times, but it still didn't ring. No matter how run down, the doorbell should ring, but I was afraid of shouting too. If I shouted here, some kind of mafia or yakuza might pour out of the rooms next door. What to do? I tried the doorknob. Ah, it's open. Maybe they forgot to lock it, or maybe it's just as broken as their doorbell. Either way, the door opened easily. Excuse me. An oni? A snake? No, maybe something more frightening would jump out. When I cautiously entered, I saw desks and PCs lined up. So it is a proper Arrowgate company. It was only slightly bigger than my room, but seeing several PCs lined up gave it that corporate feeling. But is nobody here? Anyone? who are you? Yeah! I sensed someone peered beneath the desk, and for some reason my eyes found a little girl. In her pajamas, too. We don't have any money. We have absolutely nothing of value. Even these PCs can't be sold. The pawn shops will want money to take them from you. Why is there a loli here? So please leave. The loli was panicking and waving her arms and feet everywhere. Did she mistake me for a robber or something? You already know we don't have any money, so please don't torture us. But isn't this an Arrowgate company? Maybe their president is having their daughter help out? No, a regular job would be one thing, but making a child work in an Arrowgate company? Isn't that right out of an Arrowgate? We're not hiding any piggy banks under the ceiling. No, even if we were hiding any, there wouldn't be any money left in them. But because yesterday I gave in to temptation and bought ice cream. Real ice cream, not ice milk or a popsicle. But that ice cream was so sweet. The loli looked as happy as could be. What's going on? I don't get this. Anyways, calm down. I drew closer to try to reassure her. Yeah, no, please don't touch me. No, I'm being raped. What? If she screamed that in this rundown apartment, someone would really think I was a criminal. That's not it. I came here for an interview with this company, but is your father around? I'll be sold, sunk in the jacuzzi at a soap land, forced to earn lots of money, and called to the butterfly of the Nuri... Interview? Yes, an interview. I'm Mochizuki Tomiya. I called yesterday. Speaking of which... That childish voice on the phone was probably this girl. Although the phone often gave a different impression, there couldn't be many children like her here. The loli looked at the clock after regaining her composure. You're early for that. It's already 11? I see. Phew, I totally thought you were one of those scary guys. I'd like to have my interview, so could you call your father for me? Huh? Why do you want my father? You wouldn't. You're gonna rape me in front of my father? The Loli was panicking more and more by the second. Shit, if I didn't stop her, she'd scream again. No, 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 you're wrong. Come on, like I said, I need him to give me my interview. If you're here for an interview, then can I... Then I can hold it? Huh? But... I'm the president of this company. Sonono Nene. Eh? President? But this little girl? She's just a little girl. I looked at her again. I looked at her over from head to toe. She was a little girl by all her appearances. Ow! Oh, what is that look? I'm being raped. I'm being irate. Just how old is she? But if this girl is the president, then she must be the girl I spoke with on the phone yesterday. There was a lot that still didn't make sense, but from the information before me, this girl seemed to be the president. I won't rape you, so my interview, please. That's the truth. You really won't rape me? You won't sell me or drown me in drinking, gambling, and prostitution? I won't do any of that! Phew! And why didn't you say so? Ahem. Then the meeting room is still filled with our futons, so here, we'll hold the interview here. Location aside, you're doing this in your pajamas. Was she still half asleep? Thank you very much. I sat in the chair as she recommended, turned the face to Loli, and handed her my resume. But there wasn't a whole lot for me to put on it, so my resume was mostly just a formality. You want to be on staff? Oh, you can make websites? Yes, I still need more practice to make advanced ones, but I can handle basic web design. Also, I think I'm pretty good with people, so I could probably handle public relations as well. I didn't know if I could actually handle it, but I had to make myself look appealing. Since I couldn't pick and choose my work, I had to take the initiative on things I thought I might be able to do. It's always a good decision. It's true that we don't have a full-time public relations staff member, so it would help us if you could do the job, but... But right now, our company doesn't have the means to employ more. The Loli began to furrow her brow. Uh-oh, at this rate, the chance I finally grasped was going to slip away again. Please do something. Do something. I love Eroge! My passion towards Eroge is second to none! I pressed her before she could finish speaking. But we can't pay... I'll make something good, no matter the cost to myself. You say that. Please, I want to pour my passion into this company. The Loli crossed her arms and fell silent, wrinkling her closed lips in addition to her brow. Is it no good? Are you really sure you want to work here? Yes, I want to work here. Yes, I think my passion got through. Alright, then, well... The Loli trotted off and disappeared into the back room. I heard some kind of sound, but what was she doing? What is that? Suddenly a large dining room table appeared. It seemed even larger when compared to her short frame. It must have been rather heavy given how unsteady her feet were. If she tripped, the room and the PCs would be destroyed by that thing. I can help you carry it. No, but I can handle this by myself. Because she couldn't see her feet, she tripped for a second, and the dining table tried to tumble in the wrong direction. Look out! I quickly dashed over to her, but I was a little too late. Me, her, and the dining table all collapsed splendidly to the floor. I couldn't prevent this from happening, but at least I was able to prevent this girl from getting crushed under the table, right? Ow, are you alright? Oh, yes, and you, are you alright? I'm tough, so this was nothing. Her face was closed. Since I tried to protect her from the table, I ended up on top of her. Could you please not stare so much? The lolly's cheeks blushed. Oh, I'm sorry. I hastily tried to stand up. I tried, but... Good morning. Good morning. Sorry we're a little late. I could sense a flash of lightning run through the air. Well... These people were probably employees, and right now underneath me was their self-proclaimed president. So who am I in the eyes of these employees? A young man lying on top of a lolly. That's all the information those two have. No! Why you? We can talk! No arguments! Ow. Before I could defend myself, something slammed in my face and I fell back down on top of the lolly. What, did they hit me? Hey, who's this? Who is this? What is this thing? Are you alright? He hadn't done it yet, right? He didn't do anything strange to you, did he? I'm fine, but this is terrible. The lolly crawled out from under me and shook my shoulders. I did nothing wrong. Good morning. What's this? What happened? Ah, there's another one. That's right. What on earth is going on here? Well, you see... What's going on? It's obvious just by looking. Let's use the power of the state. Phone. That's not it. Please hold on a moment. That's probably the one best capable of explaining, but I was out. My conscience fading. When I came to, I was in an unfamiliar room. This must be the meeting room. The probably employees were all seated surrounding me. Judging from the size of the company, they would be everyone who works here, meaning the entire staff is female. I mean, same with Clock Up. Most of the staff is female. Each one's a different type of woman, but they're all cute. Maybe it really was fate that brought me to this company. But the problem is that my cheeks are still stinging. Now that everyone's here, let's begin our meeting for our next title. Hold on, before the meeting, there's something we need to ask. Yes, what is it? What is this? The girl pointed at me and called me this. She was cute, but seemed strong-willed. She's probably the one who knocked me out. Yes, why aren't we reporting such a savage? This gentle-seeming girl appeared to already hate me, and she tried not to even give me a glance. The last person stared at me with a blank look on her face. At the very least, they weren't in a welcoming mood. Oh, him? Well, the lolly glanced at me. I'll be working at this company from today forward. I look forward to working with you all. I stood up from my chair and bowed deeply. Huh? I think I might have misheard you, so once more, please. I'll be working at this company from today forward. They both looked at each other and leapt out of their chairs. Working here, full-time, part-time? No, either way, are you serious? A new employee when our company is already in this shape? That's right, you know we can't afford that now. Well... No buts! Yes, You understand the shape we're in right now better than the rest of us, right, boss? But he insisted he wanted to work here, and we don't have someone on public relations. We don't have a public website either, so I figured we could put him in charge of that. Our tiny president was being driven under the desk by those two. She looked up at the two of them with teary eyes and only her head visible from behind it. I kind of felt bad for her. Hold on, this is a chance. If I've helped the president out here, that'll earn me a few points, won't it? All right, I made my decision to raise my voice. I may be a young person without any experience, but I'll work hard to the best of my ability. I'm very grateful to our president for employing me, and I want to work together with everyone to produce a good title. The silence hurt. Maybe I jumped the gun. I wanted our games to sell more copies, so, I thought it would be sad for our products to disappear without anyone knowing of them, so... Ah, fine, I get it. I still don't like it, though. They both seem reluctant, but they sat down with discontent on their faces. Go on, continue the meeting. The tall, quiet girl pulled our tiny president out from under the desk and placed her back in her chair. Our boss seemed even tinier when that girl picked her up. Now then, before our meeting, let's all introduce ourselves. As I said before, I'm our president. Sonono Nene. I'm Himeno Kisara. I'm in charge of illustrations. That's enough, right? She said snappily without breaking her frown. But that kind of suited her looks. What? Don't give me any weird looks. Got it? Oh, sorry. I look forward to working with you. I'm Fujiwara Momoka, a scenario writer, that's all. She still refused to look at me. She looked like a very tender person, but the aura, or rather the wall between us, seemed to be a rather firm one. Kosuka Iori, graphics. This woman gave an even briefer introduction, but unlike the other two, she didn't seem hostile towards me, just quiet. Then last is me. I'm Mochi. No need. At least let me give my name. I'll hear it from the president, so there's no need. Yes. This is Mochizuka Tamai. Mochizuki Tomiya. He'll be in charge of public relations on our website starting today. And now then, since we're finished with the introductions, let's start our meeting to plan the next project. The president handed several printouts to each of us. Since just reaching out wasn't enough to get them to us, she was throwing them like shuriken. Oh, this is a project proposal. It may be just a flimsy sheet of paper, but this is where fascinating Aerogay are born. At last, at long last, I can finally look over a project proposal. I hadn't even started yet, and my eyes were already tearing up. Let's see. Judging from the schedule, the planning had only just started. Okay, so... Alright. Himeno is the illustrator, Fujiwara is the scenario, Kosuka's graphics, and... It's Kisara's illustrator, Momoka is scenario, Iori is graphics, and the director is Nene. And of course, event CG, sprite illustration, scenario, background. This is kind of how the sausage is made a little bit. Kind of tells you like the background. It's an Aerogay company showing you how an Aerogay company kind of works. Maybe this isn't everybody's thing, but it is a little more wholesome. Even though the first scene's like, Grim, what the fuck? I'm literally gonna put a disclaimer. Sorry about that, guys. Oh, there's more. Debugging, master up, promo art illustration, short story writing, promo art coloration, management, promo art coloration. And on sale. And then it's finished, and then you do the whole goddamn thing all over again. I get it. It needs to go... It'll go on sale at the end of October, so the master needs to be up by late September. Storyboard? That's what they often use in an anime, right? But what's a script board? Isn't that like an outline? But is this any different than the plot? Oh, hold on. Make sure I don't do anything stupid. Yes, it's best to clear up any questions on the spot. Ask and be a fool for a moment, or don't ask and remain a fool forever. I have a question about the schedule. Yes, please ask away about anything you don't understand. When I timidly raised my hand, a president gave me a cheerful smile. Right now, she's the only person on my side, though she's not very reliable. I kind of understand what a storyboard is, but what is this script board? I'm also kind of curious about a script board. Oh, that's right, you're a recent graduate. It might be good to give you a quick explanation of our work. Yes, please, if time allows. Then to go along with the introductions, how about we have everyone give a brief explanation of what they do? Our president looked at everyone like she had a bright idea, but... We already introduced ourselves. She was gently but quickly rejected. Her speech and smile were gentle, but I could feel a stubborn will. Does she not want to talk to me that badly? Really? That's true. Then I'll explain later. Our president caved under her pressure and easily withdrew. I feel bad about pushing everything onto Nene-chan. Momo, it can't be helped, so let's give her a hand. If that's the case, I guess we have to. Ugh, I feel like a terrible burden. Maybe I should have stayed quiet. I'm sorry. Sorry for the trouble. It's fine, don't worry. Our president bowed her head with me and our illustrator waved her hand with a smile. Who was actually the boss here? Then I'll start. First comes planning. Okay. This is where we are now, ironing out the plan. It's where we come up with the game synopsis, the general story, character settings, and event CG allocation. The division of labor starts once that's decided. Do I have to make a game? It In my case, first up comes character design. Even you understand this part, right? I used the character settings to come up with sketches. Yeah, I understand that. It's a basic storyboard. Okay, I usually draw about 3 patterns per character. In the end, everyone looks at those and decides. The clothes should be this, but the hairstyle this. That kind of thing happens from time to time, too. I wonder if this means I'll be able to take part in the meeting to decide on the character designs, too, then? I'm touched just to be able to see an Aragaze character designer working in real time, but to be able to voice an opinion on them, too. Next is storyboard. It uses the same name, but it's not the same storyboard done for it. It's not the same as a storyboard done for anime. Wait, it's different from anime storyboards? I'm glad I didn't speak like I knew what they were. To put it simply, they're rough ideas for event CG. This time, nearly all of them will be these kinds of scenes, so I'll draw a rough sketch of each scene to show their position, angle, and such. Momo uses these roughs to think about the variants and draft the script board. Well, ask Momo for the details. Next up are the sprite illustrations. I use the character designs we decided on to create the sprites. I draw line art for the base body, then for the clothing and expression variants, and then I add shading instructions and my work's done. It's not written on here, but Nene-chan uses the character settings in the plot to draw up a list of instructions for the sprites, and I follow that. Okay, and after that comes the event CG illustrations. I follow the storyboard and the script board, drawing the line art for the CG and adding shading instructions. I tend to leave the backgrounds up to Yori-san, though. Last comes promotional art. This is any artwork used outside of the game, such as the package cover, magazine illustrations, or store-exclusive telephone card art. In reality, though, I also have to handle them while I'm working on the event CG. Then, once my work is finished, I move on to debugging. That's all I have to explain. Wow, it's a lot to make one of these, right, guys? That was a very good explanation. I'm sure any dummy could understand that. I'm actually still just not 100%, but maybe it's just because it's almost 4 a.m. I'm not doing 5:30 though. I'm about to get off. I'm about to jump off this in 2 minutes. Thank you very much. I'm positive I was the dummy she referred to. She looked docile, but she was pretty harsh. Okay, so since each member of the team is going to explain, this is something we could probably handle in another video. Also because it is rather late and I'd like to get to bed, but we have explored Aerogate and I'm sure you guys are kind of interested in this game, just because, well, you're fans of the work. I figured you might be interested in maybe how the sausage is made. I am very interested in this, so I will play this. Like, I don't know if you guys will like it. Hopefully you do, and I can continue doing it live, but even if you don't like it, I will probably continue to play it. just so I can kind of learn about this genre. And Clock Up is definitely the studio that can teach somebody, because they've won awards for their stuff, and sometimes for the wrong reasons, but they definitely know what they're doing. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I will see you guys next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with hopefully more Eroge. Well, that's a given, but this game is particular Eroge.